Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, September 7th, 2014, Pastor Paul Talberg. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make Him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
Before we look at this part of God's word again, we need to know something about this Syrophoenician woman that we're going to hear about. This woman is from the land of Tyre and Sidon. It's the land where there are pagans living. That means people who don't believe in God, they could care less about God. They'll believe in a Zeus or a Jupiter or an Aphrodite, but not God. A Baal any day, but not the true God. This woman is going to be coming after Jesus midday. They're supposed to be at home in that culture of the day. The woman is chasing after Jesus by herself. And that day, that would be unheard of. That would be the most embarrassing thing for a woman to be outside pursuing a group of men all by herself. That's like a hussy. That's like a streetwalker nowadays. And she is running, she is a woman, she is running in midday, she's going after Jesus, and she's from this land of pagans. And then comes the very next surprise. Like, just if you're reading God's word and you know this history, it's just like, whoa, where did that come from? She says, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." She uses an Old Testament prayer. Now, as we read these words, just so you know, God recorded them so that we would be learning from them. And we sometimes forget the context. So now you're going to see something on the screen. It's going to show you what it may have looked like. This is not something that you just look and you dissect and you say, oh, isn't that interesting? This is a real life event. A real live person would reach the end of her rope.
Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him,
"Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us."
He answered,
"I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel."
The woman came and knelt before him.
"Lord, help me,"
she said. He replied,
"It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs."
"Yes, Lord,"
she said,
"but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table."
Then Jesus answered,
"Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted."
And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
When we look at this in slow motion and go back and find out, why did God record this? I thought the easiest way to summarize it was that in Jesus, the answer is yes. Because when we run into this particular dilemma that this woman ran into, we have all sorts of questions for God. And in Jesus, the answer is yes. One of the first questions we have is, well, God, Lord, do you know? Are you aware of what's going on the planet? Lord, are you aware that there are Christians having their heads cut off just because they're Christian? Do you know that there are people being thrown into prison, ripped apart from their families, because they're preaching God's word? Lord, do you know all these terrible disasters that are going across the nation? Lord, are you aware of the plagues that are striking our planet? Lord, are you aware? Do you know? Lord, do you know about my doctor's report? Do you know about the strife in my family? Lord, do you know? This little reminder of Jesus walking into this area says, yeah, he does know. Jesus went there on purpose. He went out of his way to go to this area. He was on his way to strengthen this woman's faith. He knew all about her problem. He knew that this woman had run into something that she knew the doctors could not handle. She was a believer. She called him, Lord, have mercy. She's ran into something that medicine could not fix. The doctors in 2014, if the planet lives that long, could not fix her daughter because it was demon-possessed. A demon had come into her house uninvited and taken over the body of her little girl. And she heard that Jesus was in the area, and she tore out, I've got to get to the Messiah. Have mercy. My daughter is being grievously tormented by a demon. Lord, do you know? Yes, he does. Now the question we have is, Lord, do you care? We kind of want to know, well, if he's God and he knows, then why is my heart breaking? Why am I in tears down at his knees begging for mercy for my daughter? Why, Lord, do you care? You and I have the whole breadth of Scripture laid out for us. It's in your Bibles. It's in at your homes. It's here in church. If you don't have one, take one with you as you leave. Because within the covers of that one book, you will find out beyond a shadow of a doubt that God cares. From before he created the world, he had in mind the plan to rescue people and undo our terrible thing that we brought on ourselves with our sin. Before the creation of the world, God decided to be born of the Virgin Mary, and the mighty God took on flesh and blood, wrapped in strips of cloth, and placed in a feeding trough for animals. Why? Because he cared about us. The Lord tells us that he rejoices over us with singing. He loves to be in our presence. He loves to answer our prayers. He loves to be around us, and he's making sure that we get through this life to be home with him in heaven. Guaranteed, because he went to a cross, paid off our debt, came back to life, and what did he say? Now you had better do this, and you better do that, and you better do that if you hope to get on my good side. No. He said to his disciples, peace. Your sins are forgiven. If you forgive anyone their sins, they're forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they're not forgiven. So go to the whole world and tell them your sins are forgiven. He does care. Now the question is now, will you help? Will you help? This requires trust, because this kind of question is asked when you're at the end of your rope, when there is nothing to hang on to anymore. If you've been a Christian for any length of time, you have undoubtedly been in the position where you have asked these questions, and you have undoubtedly been in the position where you've asked this question, Lord, will you help? Just to show you how faith grows, when I was in confirmation class, I said, oh, sure. No problem, Pastor. Yes, God will help. Because it's God, he'll just help. But what happens is when the Lord lets things happen in a very narrow way in your family, with your friends, in your sphere of influence, people that you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, God, will you help me? I know you're going to help them, Lord, but will you help me? You and I are non-Jews, just like this woman. Jesus came into our planet, into our area, and we didn't ask him to come, just like Jesus walked into the area where this woman was, and she did not ask him to come. But Jesus wants us to know the same thing that this woman knew, that yes, he will help. In fact, he'll give you the exact help that you need at just the right time. Which now leads me to, what in the world is going on with Jesus talking to this woman? We can understand, okay, if he wants to strengthen her faith, the Lord says, keep on knocking, keep on seeking, and I will get the door for you. We understand that he wants that persistence, but when she finally gets on right down in front of him and hangs on to him and says, help me, and then he says that thing about the dogs. It's not right, you know, to take children's bed and feed it to the dogs. Yes, that's just not right. That sounds so cold. That sounds really like, oh my goodness, Lord, I mean, she's already hurting. Are you going to hurt her some more? That's because you and I don't know the language that Jesus and this woman were speaking. In English, we have one general word for dog. But then we have another word, if I say cur, that's a dog that's eh, or a wild dog. Well, the Greek has the same thing. Greek has a term for dog, it just means dog, wild dog. And just like in English, we have a special term for little puppies that are in the house, that's the word that's used here. If you know me, you know that when my daughter Sarah was confirmed, Donna and I gave her a little puppy, a little white little puppy. And that was her gift. And then when she went away to school, she said, ah, Papa, I give the puppy back to you with one string attached to it. So it's not a true gift, she said. You just can't give her away. Okay, fine. So now the puppy is my puppy. And guess what? Chloe is like a vacuum cleaner. She loves it when I'm in the kitchen because of the two of us, Donna and me, I must be the messier one because she is very happy when she comes out of the kitchen after I'm cooking. Why is that? Do I take the food and throw it down on the floor? No, it's just that stuff falls when I'm in the kitchen. And she gobbles it up. Do I yell at her for gobbling it up? No, because she's doing what a dog does, eating the crumbs that fall from the table. Jesus used that term and that whole picture of a pet in the house who is loved and cared for by the owner. And when he says to this woman, he says, woman, he says, it's not right to take the bread. It's not right to take the bread out of the oven and put it on the floor for the dogs. She says, I agree with you, Lord. I'm 100% on that same page. But you know what? Those puppies eat the crumbs. I'm not asking for the loaf. I know you have a big job to do. You have to take care of the sins of the whole world. I know that, Lord. I'm asking for crumbs. When you go to the Lord, ask for crumbs. When I was at the seminary, I wanted to know if there was one particular passage in the scripture that opened up Luther's eyes to how you were to pray, because Luther would start off his day by praying about 4 hours, and then he had to get about the business of doing his work. And someone said, well, couldn't you do more work if you didn't pray so much? And he said, I have to pray so much, otherwise I won't get any work done. So he had a completely correct understanding of God's word and how prayer works. And after getting assigned that, and after studying the scriptures and Martin Luther's writings for about a year, this particular part of God's word is what turned the light bulb on for Luther. This woman was persistent. She was humble. She was concerned, and she brought this prayer for somebody else, and she did not demand a thing. She didn't demand her rights, none of that. She said, Lord, this is the situation as I see it. Have mercy, just crumbs. And with that simple prayer, the Lord was blown away. My dear friends, pray like this woman, because the Lord did answer her prayer. And the Lord did give her back her daughter. At that very hour, the demon left. Jesus didn't have to do any special dance or toss out any special water. No, at Jesus' command, the demon left. My dear friends, pray the same way. Go before the Lord as a beloved child of God and say, Lord, this is what I see. Please have mercy. Just crumbs. In Jesus' name, so let us live. Amen.